ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I want to take a minute before we start with the show, and I want to share an upcoming event with all of you to take note of and to join in this weekend. Inspired by the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and the compassion of Seattle firefighter Eric Lawyer, I want to invite you to participate in an amazing, life-changing event called One, the Event. With more than 3 million people around the world, we are going to make a collective shift by choosing love over fear, kindness over anger, and responsibility rather than blame. In remembrance of the tragedies of September the 11th and the wars that followed, we will honor all those that were lost by rebuilding our relationships with love and kindness and celebrate our global unity. I will be hosting my show, Get Inspired Radio, through the online portion of this event that will be heard on TransformationTalkRadio.com website, as well as you'll be able to hear my shows on our local station, WBLQ 1230 AM Radio, out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. Now, to see the schedule of the guests that I'm interviewing, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the upcoming events where the calendar shows, and it will tell you about the guests as well. Now, tonight, my guest Gloria Messenger is going to share how angels are guiding us along our journey. She will share the channeled messages that she received on 9/11. Folks, this week is about healing, letting go of fear, and moving forward into love and oneness. What would you do if you were visited by angels, folks? Gloria Messenger is a gifted spiritual artist and an angel messenger. She is one of the few to accurately create reflective angel portraits. She enables others to tangibly view their own guardian angels. Her amazing personal story elevates our perception of empowered guidance and expands our outside-the-box comfort zone. Her new amazing book, called A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitations, appears this fall and tells all. To learn more about Gloria and to pre-order your advanced copy of her new book, I encourage you to visit her website, theangelmessenger.com. Folks, I've had the honor of having a sneak peek at this book, and let me tell you, this is a must-own book for everyone listening. It is phenomenal. I can't wait to get my hard copy. So, folks, get ready to open up to your angels. Gloria, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
I am so excited to have you on. We have to share with everyone. We've been going through lots of fun today with all these angels working with you and I over getting ready for this show, haven't we?
Oh, yes. Sharing each other's energies as well.
Oh, my Lord. Folks, let me tell you what's going on. I have been freezing beyond freezing, and it's not that cold here where I am. And so I was telling Gloria, I know the angels are with me because I'm freezing. And so she said, okay, well, enough is enough. That just see this warm breeze, warm, you know, nice breeze. And I said, oh, I'm just going to visualize and ask them to, you know, get me back and feeling like I'm in Hawaii. Well, I am sweating so much right now. And Gloria, you're going through the same, right?
Yeah, back and forth with you.
Oh, my gosh. So, guys, we're in for one fantastic show tonight. And honestly, just so you know, Gloria and I have just opened ourselves up, and it's going to just flow out of us like whatever the angels want us to share with you. That's how the show's going to go tonight. So are you ready for the ride? Now, folks, on September the 11th, 2001, the world was stunned as we watched helplessly as the planes crashed into the World Trade Center. We all asked the same question. Why? Why did this happen? I remember being at home sitting on my sofa, and as I saw this happen, I started instantly sending distant Reiki healing to the countless people that were stuck in the stairways and to all the firemen and the workers who were doing their very best at what they do. I can tell you that I felt the angels surrounding all these souls, comforting them while surrounding them with love. Now, while I was at home sending Reiki, my guest, Gloria Messenger, she was receiving channeled messages to the questions we all asked. Why? So, Gloria, I would like to have you share that first channeled message about oneness, and then let's expand from there, shall we?
Sure, certainly. Yeah,
okay.
My pleasure here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a profound channel that I received.
Okay.
And I'd like to just read it, and then we can go over it after and see if we can explain it a little better as well.
Absolutely.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, the angel started with this. A discovery of oneness is the clue that anchors our world. An approach of love does engage and lift all our senses to enable the vision of all love to expand. The expression of all-encompassing and empowering love can lift the disenchantment of indifference expressed to others on this journey of earth education of the souls. It is in this awareness that the impact does access to enable a change. We say here the journey is to see others in the light of acceptance to their mission application. Uh-huh. This does then enable an action of forward momentum into the positive. Or it does continue the cycle to repeat indifference. The engagement and engaging of success to each and every soul's mission is to lift the awareness of oneness and the engaging of a school of thought to a quantum leap into all love application. Remember, a discovery of oneness is the clue that anchors our world, uh-huh. The angels of the light.
Amazing,
and that's
isn't
what I received, yeah.
Yeah, and here, look at this event, this weekend for One the Event,
yeah.
Is all about oneness. So
yeah,
that's you know... Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, folks, if you're listening and you've got questions about, you know, maybe the wording or whatever, you know, Gloria and I are talking about, I want to invite you to join us on the show, and you can ask your questions and share your comments, whatever you want to talk about that's relating to this topic. You can call in, and the number you called in the switchboard is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Gloria, let's just expand a little bit more about that oneness is the clue that anchors our world, shall we?
Sure.
Let's just talk about that part for now.
Okay. My understanding of that part, too, is that we have to look for the first thing that connects us. And what the angels have elaborated to me is we all are here on a mission.
Yes.
Whether we are aware of it or not, we
uh-huh.
all have a mission here. And we've chosen this mission. And if we can see that don't look at the person and look for differences. Look for, wonder if they're on the same mission I'm on, or wonder if I can help them with their mission. It's a different type of an approach, and I think that's what really will make a huge change and take us away from looking for differences in life. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I know you and I have had many conversations about we're kind of on the same journey of growing to bigger audiences together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's more and more people need to focus on that and get rid of that anger and get rid of the resent, the blame game, all of that stuff. This is the time to change the world now. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
Yeah. And they went on to say about how we needed to lift the disenchantment of indifference.
Okay.
Well, I believe that's like our comfort zone. We've all sort of accepted a comfort zone where we feel we don't have to get involved with anyone else. And I think that has to change for our world to change.
Yeah.
And instead of looking for differences in people, looking for the sameness in people.
Yes.
Or sameness in what we can do. There's a little game that I play with myself when I'm people watching, which I love to do.
Uh-huh.
And as they walk by, I think to myself, oh, I wonder what their mission is. And I try to guess.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Okay.
And try to say, okay, like, I wonder if they're on a mission to share, or if they're on a mission to teach, or if they're on a mission to heal, or on a mission to inspire, or to give example, just to name the five overview missions that the angels talk about. So it's just really, it changes your outlook.
Yes, it does.
It takes you from that sort of a hypnotic state or spell that we have accepted to just go about our lives and not be concerned about anyone else or not even notice anyone else. So,
exactly. Now, Gloria, what I want to do now is take a break. And then, folks, when we come back, Gloria and I are going to expand more about our mission and how to find out what your mission is with the help of your angels. So, guys, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Gloria Messenger. So we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Gloria and I are going to share some more with you how to connect with your angels, know what your mission is. So as a reminder, go to our website, transformationtalkradio.com. Send us a message on the instant feedback area. We'd love to have you part of the show. And you can also call into the switchboard at 800-930-2819. And be sure to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com, to purchase your inspirational copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And also check out Gloria's website, TheAngelMessenger.com, to pre-order your copy of her book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Maria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is my very special friend, Gloria Messenger. And we're discussing the channeled messages today that Gloria received during 9/11 and how we can all learn from them. Now, Gloria, before we talk about the next channeled message you received, can I get you to share your website with everyone?
Certainly.
First,
they can reach me at going to my website at www.theangelmessenger.com.
Perfect.
Okay. And they will find a lot of information and also articles and testimonials and portraits, examples of the portraits I do as well.
Yeah, we want to have some time to talk about those, too, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And you've got on your website, too, that people can pre-order your book, right?
Yeah.
We got to get you people have got to check out her book. Oh, my gosh, it's phenomenal. Do you know at this point yet when the book is going to be actually in print?
Well, we're in the design stage, so I understand that's the final stage. So
okay, so it's going to be soon. Yeah, and it's coming from Belpoa Press, so that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk now about one of the channeled messages you received was to see others in a light of acceptance to their mission application. Can you expand on that?
Yes. That is, again, part of the game that I play, where you look at others in a different light and you say, okay, that person is not maybe from my country, or that person could be from my country, but I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm not access to that information.
Mm-hmm.
But what can I do to send good energies and lift the vibration around me and send it to them? You don't even have to speak to them.
Uh-huh.
You only have to present that thought in your head, and your angels will then connect with their angels and bring them that feeling of a lighter acceptance.
Uh-huh.
And then you, with this thought, you can also project your curiosity. I wonder what your mission is. And you may get that thought back, and you may get, if that person is significant in your life, then there might be a connection. You may find that you may meet them later on in the day or the week, and that's when synchronicity jumps in there.
Yeah, well, can I touch on that? Because
sure.
When you're talking about synchronicity and that, I really listen to the guidance that my angels give me. And as soon as I get a vision or a message or, you know, I take action. I right away follow what they're guiding me to do, and it's just been life-changing for me once I started opening up to my angels. And the one situation that happened for me was they led me to my husband that I'm now with, that Mr. Wright, I call him. And what happened was I had helped this man who had Crohn's disease years ago, and 2 years later I, you know, to my shock, became a single mom and went through divorce. And I was, you know, really working on myself. And I was at a place in my life that I'd done a lot of healing, and I was ready for what, you know, the angels decided. I was ready for Mr. Wright to have the relationship that I was meant to have. So what happened? This man that I'd helped 2 years earlier, I ran into his wife 7 times in one day. Seven times, folks. And every time I'd go in one store, there she was. And every time I turned around, I saw her this one day. And so we asked each other, what was it that we needed? We needed, you know, that one of us had to have something the way we were running into each other. And I was digging my heels in, and I said, I don't need anything. Meanwhile, I was looking to find our local Toastmaster club. And she said there wasn't anything she was looking for. Next time I ran into her, then I shared, well, this is what I'm looking for. That was the final time I saw her. It took seven times for me to finally say, yeah, I'm looking for Toastmasters. So what happened? I couldn't find the number anywhere. I go home. The phone rings just as I'm walking through the door, and it's the wife of this man sharing the phone number for her. And here I've called the number, which happened to be my future husband's phone number. And he said, how did you get my number? And he said, it wasn't listed anywhere. It was his cell phone number. And it turned out he became my mentor and helped me, you know, to get over my fear of speaking. I know it's hard for you to believe. I was one of them. And, you know, once I met Ross, it was, you know, that connection. We felt like we were friends coming together again. And we're just, you know, he's Mr. Right for me. So the angels will, you know, there is that synchronicity, and they will guide you to who you need. You just have to be aware and open, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And you've got lots of stories yourself.
Oh, I have, yeah, hundreds of stories.
Yeah.
But I think everyone knows or has heard of an amazing thing where someone across the world is connected in thought,
yes,
or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think about that is that little scenario of the hundreds monkey,
okay,
where we do the quantum leap, where,
yeah,
we go into acceptance of something that's invisible or something that we're not actually able to prove or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of the synchronicity. Where the hundredth monkey was, they had taught monkeys to wash their fruit before they were eating the fruit.
Okay.
And once the hundredth monkey in the zoo did that, all the monkeys around the world were doing it. And
wow,
it was like a transferred thought.
Yeah.
And I believe that our universe is so connected that way.
Yes,
and
yes,
that is how inventors connect and inventors invent and,
yes,
come up with these amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we all, as little individuals on our path, think we can't make a big impact.
We
but
can.
I think we're all part of that quantum leap, and if we,
yes,
open our minds,
yeah,
to that, we can certainly change the world.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And, you know, I've done a lot of training with, you know, a lot of people who are in that place of peace and love and who have manifested everything. And they always said, focus on, you know, love, not hate. Focus on peace, not war, because what you focus on will manifest.
That's right.
And this is just an example. So, folks, if you focus on love, and, you know, for me every day, if I'm, you know, I'm grateful for someone, you're going to know it. And if I want to share a hug, I know my husband always says to me, Sue, you're in business. You're supposed to shake hands when you meet someone, but I hug everybody. And he's given up trying to tell me now to stop that. But, you know, that's me. And
well, I see him hugging people now.
I know. He's so well-trained now, isn't he? No, he's really, again, he's picked up my stuff, right? And but can you imagine if everyone listening, you shared a smile,
yes,
you gave a hug. Can you imagine how different our world would be?
Or just and change your thought, your
change
approach.
Change your thoughts, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally. It's simple, 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 folks. It's just,
yeah,
you know, let's look at this 9/11 event that happened, and let's make something good come from it. And this is the time to shift our thinking, shift our world. And this is what it's all about. Now, let's look at, we got about 2 minutes before we have to go to a break. So let's talk about the another message you got, engaging success each and every soul's mission is to lift the awareness of oneness. Let's talk about that for the next minute.
Okay. Yeah, that is also recognizing when, like you've touched on that a bit, recognizing,
yeah,
when you're off balance. And when you're off balance, things don't go well in your life.
Because
you are attracting the negative. And so once you have that recognition, then all you do is help, ask for help, ask for your angels to help you, see how you can flip that. It sometimes can be as easy as turning the switch, but it's the recognition that you have to get to that stage of recognition. And then notice that you've been sort of in a bit of a spell of indifference, and that is keeping you back, holding you back and keeping you in fear.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work for you. Doesn't work for anyone.
I can tell all our listeners, I was the biggest person full of fear, and I created Crohn's disease. How did that help me? Not at all, right? But, I mean, I should take that back. It taught me to become the spiritual person I am. It taught me that, you know, what was important in life. So it was part of my destiny, part of my journey, but you don't want to go through that, you know? So, sorry, I just had to share that, Gloria. If I cut you off, go back to your thought. Maybe I think we've lost Glory here. We're having some fun challenges here with technology.
I'm back again.
Oh, well, hello there. Nice to have you back. I knew this was going to be an interesting show, folks. I pre-warned you, didn't I?
Oh, the modern technology, eh?
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that, you know, I'm your example of how I had fear in my life. And, you know, once I let it go, man, did my world change.
Mm-hmm.
And, incredible. Gloria, we're going to take a break here for a minute, and then when we come back, we're going to have you share how people can find those hidden clues.
Fabulous.
Shall we? Okay.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Gloria is going to give you a tool to help you understand your soul's mission. As a reminder, I want you to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. Purchase your copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And check out Gloria's site, TheAngelMessenger.com, so you can pre-order your copy of her new book, A Mirroring Discovery. A great new book all about angels. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my dear friend Gloria Messenger here today, and we're talking about angels today, and we're going to right now talk about the powerful messages that Gloria received during 9/11, and we're also going to talk about how you can tell what your mission is in life. Now, Gloria, I can't get this out fast enough. I really found it was really a confirmation for me when we first met. Yes. And you did my portrait.
Yes.
And I have to share this before we get into the name. Folks, Gloria did my portrait. And when she did my portrait, you really didn't know a lot about me, except I was a radio host. Right, Gloria? Oh, I'm not sure if we lost her. Well, I'm going to keep talking until Chris gets her back on again. Well, what happened, Gloria did my portrait. And when she did the portrait, she shared with me that, you know, my mission in life was to lead by example. And she did my portrait, and it's amazing. It's all the colors around it. All my guardian angels are on this portrait. And it's all surrounded with yellow. Oh, you're back. Hello there. And then, so what happened with the yellow around it, she said that I was supposed to be out there in the world and I was to expect a contract in the mail and that my mission was to inspire millions. Now, here's the confirmation, guys, because what happened, I had a near-death experience years ago. And when I was at the tunnel, I went to that place of the white light and my grandfather stopped me. I was at a place in my life I was ready to go. So I thought. And so when I was at the white light, my grandfather stopped me and he said, Susie, you have to go back. You have millions of people and animals. You need to help heal. So what happened when I met Gloria, she basically gave me the same message. So if you're, you know, wanting to know who your angels are, when you go to Gloria's website, you'll see that you can have a portrait done. And she will personally channel your angels through her and draw the portrait of your angels. And it's just phenomenal. And when she was telling me I was going to receive a contract in the mail, what happened was 2 weeks after I saw Gloria, I received an email, and it was from Transformation Talks associate producer offering me the position to be on the show here. And so, you know, it just is phenomenal the things that this portrait has done for me. Now, what else I learned from Gloria was that she did a reading. And I should take that back. It wasn't a reading. It was more like writing, channel writing. And in the writing, they were telling me that what my lesson that I had to learn at that time was that I had to pull my energy in because I was one that I want to help everyone. And I would keep my energy out there, my healing energy, and wanting to give love to people. And I was draining myself, exhausting myself. So in my writing that channeled through her, they were saying that it was time that I had to really focus on bringing my energy in. So they, with her help, they guided me to ask for, like, to show me a sign when I basically needed to pull it in and I wasn't. And so that's when, with Gloria's help, I visualized that I have all the angels' wings around me and that when I was needing to pull it in, I would have a little squeeze. And I have gotten past that where I am, you know, now aware and that. But that was kind of what came out of me for the written part. Now, also with the other part with the name, your name has meaning. And this is one thing that we want to talk about now. And it looks like we've lost Gloria again. So it's really, I'm telling you folks, these angels are really having fun with this show tonight because we seem to have lost her on the show here for a minute. I'll try and tell you kind of how it went for me. What you do is you look at your name and you look up the meaning of your name. And so for me, when we looked up my name was to lead by example and to share love. And this is exactly when, if you're at my talks or if I'm coaching you, I will say to you, you know, this is what happened to me and this is the, let me give you an example. So what you can do is you can go to a dictionary of names. You can look up the meaning of your name. And when you look up the meaning of your name, you can put it together and you can see how it all goes together. So I don't know if we're having... Chris, are you there? Can you...
I am here, what? And hopefully Gloria is there.
No, I don't have her on the line.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, she is there. I can hear her.
Hear you now.
Oh, can you hear me now? Welcome back. I guess I have to do all your talking for you tonight, Gloria.
Very good job. I could hear you talking, but you could
hear me. Oh, good. So how about you take it from there? Everything that I just said, maybe you can critique it or fine-tune it.
Yes. Well,
folks, I'm going to let her take over from here.
I'll just add how this all happened to me. When I first was approached by the angels, and I was asking for a lot of proof, and I had a lot of questions for them, and they answered every one of my questions. And when I asked for proof that they would show me that they're with me every day,
yes,
they told me to go and look up the meaning of my name.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very surprising statement, but I followed through on it.
Okay.
And I found out that my name Gloria means celebration, and it means joy, and it means angel love. And never before did I think of that or even have any concept of that. And then my maiden name is Messenger, and that also means angel and one who delivers an important message. That blew me away. I never knew that would even apply. So when you put them two together, I'm supposed to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver that message. Now, everyone can find their mission. And the angels say that we put these clues in our lives, in addition to many, many other clues, that all we have to do is wake up to them. And I've done this with many, many people. It's quite profound. And all you have to do, like Sue said, is look up the meaning of your name. Find all the words that describe your name, and then summarize that into a sentence.
Now, can I ask you something? Because I know people are asking this. What? Say someone's married. Do they use their maiden name or their married name?
No, always your maiden name.
Maiden name, okay.
Always your maiden name. And your married name is an enhancement name. So you look up that name as well, because it could enhance your mission if you looked at the traits in that name, because you've chosen that person for a reason. It's not haphazard.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, Gloria, I mean, we have talked about my meaning so many times, and exactly, like, I was blown out of the water, folks, because I'm like, that's who I am. That's what I'm doing.
It all hits you, and usually you're doing a portion of it.
Yes.
Or you're doing, or it's something that is very connected to you that seems to totally describe you. It totally does. And the angels went on to explain to me that prior to birth, we have an opportunity to bond with our parents and suggest a name that we would like to have.
Okay.
Now, we've chosen our parents, so we've already got the last name set up.
Yeah.
And so then we can select the first name, and because we know the clues prior
yes.
to that are in that name, so we can suggest that to them. But they have free will, so they don't have to give it to you. But if they don't give it to you, they usually can't sit easily. So they will tag it on as a middle name or a nickname, or continue to tell you the story of the name they wanted to give you.
Wow.
So it's very important, if you know all this additional information, to search out all your names.
Now, we've got someone listening, and they're, like, so intrigued. They want it, like, what's their first step? So what's the first step that our listeners take to discover their name?
Okay. Find a baby book, or go to the library, or go online.
Okay.
Write down your names and find everything you can that interprets that name. All your names, your first name, your middle names, your last name. Mm-hmm. If you were adopted, that is unbelievably more double layering. And so
okay.
Really layered it on for this life. So the angels talk about all of that in this book, A Marrying Adventure, or Marrying Discovery of Angel Visitation. And it's all in there. Step by step, what you do, and then after you put that all together, then there's another selection that we have, which is the motor or the power behind our mission, and it's called an overview mission, and the angels describe that as well.
Okay.
And that, in your case, Sue, was to give example.
Yes. Yeah. And there's five ways that we work, right?
Yeah. There's five. What, overviews.
Do you want to share those? By example.
Yeah, there's to share, to give example, to inspire, to teach, or to heal.
Right. And I know when you and I, Gloria, talked, I was struggling because I'm basically doing them all.
Yeah,
but
you think you are, but there's one that you do all the time.
Yes, okay. And then I do the example one. Yeah, yeah. So, folks, it's truly amazing. Just doing this, how much you can learn about yourself. And Gloria, this is in your new book, right? Like these details.
It's all in the book.
Yeah, so see, guys. Sorry?
The angels have channeled that and put it in the book, and I believe that's for a reason, because they really want to help people.
Yeah.
But it's going through the process yourself gives you that aha, gives you that, wow, I can't believe this was in my name, just like I experienced it.
And oh, yeah, me too.
They want you to lift and open up to them.
Yeah, so many of you listening are struggling right now. I know that. There's still a lot of you that are still asking the whys and where to go from 9/11. Try this step. It is really an eye-opener. What we want to do now before we come back is, like we talked about, I'm a real believer that we're always being guided in our lives. And when we get ourselves in the present moment, we can connect with our angels and truly know what steps to take next. Now, during this break that we've got coming up right now, you're going to hear a special song instead of hearing commercials today. This song is by my very good friend, Bonnie Christina Ross. And this is a song called Shine. I want you to listen to the words very closely, and I want you to feel it within you. Bonnie shared with me that when she woke up one night, just all of a sudden this song just channeled out of her. And for her husband, at the same time, it channeled through him the music to go with the words. So during the break, you're going to hear the result of this channeling that came through Bonnie. And tomorrow night on Get Inspired Radio, Bonnie is going to be on the show, and we're going to talk about this experience. So this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break and enjoy this powerful song when we're on the break. And when we return, Gloria and I are going to inspire you some more to create that life that you desire. So stay tuned, folks.
Let it shine, let it shine.
on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest, Gloria Messenger. So, folks, what did you think of the song? Was it not phenomenal? Didn't I not tell you you were going to feel something? That song has channeled through Bonnie. So I was so honored when she shared that with me. And I know every time I'm playing it, she sent me the MP3 file. And every time I play it, I just get chills, absolute chills. So just incredible. But that's another person who has opened themselves up to let the angels do their work through her. Now, Gloria, we've got people listening, and there's a lot of people that lost loved ones in 9/11. They want to connect with their loved ones. Can we take some time now to help them, to comfort them, and to let them see that they do have angels around them, the ones that are left behind?
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay. So, there's a very special way that you can connect with your angels, and it's quite simple. All you do is think of one of your six senses, how you would like your angels to connect with you. So you could use the sense of vision or the sense of smell or the sense of hearing or the sense of taste even, and the sense of touch or the sense of intuition, any of those. And all you do then is, once you've selected one of your senses, you sit and quietly ask your angels to connect with you in this way. And when that happens, you recognize it, and the message is always in your immediate environment. Now, in my case, I asked them to tickle me around my nose, on my face, and this is what they do all the time. Where Sue asked for the angel wing hug, so this is different. Everyone picks something different.
Yes.
And this is a real connection, personal for you. The angels go on to explain that they are in contact with our loved ones who have passed on all the time. And they can bring messages to us.
Yes.
They don't always bring the loved one, but they can bring the message. And
yes.
I receive that a lot from my mother. She sends me messages.
And I receive messages as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we touch on that now? People are, well, how do I get messages? Share one of your experiences, you know, how you get messages, and I'll share one of mine.
Okay. well, I access the six senses again, where my mom will give me signs, or she'll make something that belong to her will sort of jump in my way or fall in front of me or something like that. Some people experience lights going on, or the smell of the tobacco of the loved one, or something that will remind them of that person.
Yes.
And that seems to be very clear. So you have no doubt that that message is coming from that person.
Yeah. One thing that happened, well, a couple things that happened for me, folks, when growing up, there was a neighbor across the road. She was like a mom to me. And I knew exactly when she passed over, because she came to say goodbye to me before she went. And how she did that was the fan over the stove, it was turning on and off, and there was no reason for it. And a minute later, the phone rang, and it was her daughter. And I said, you know, I know your mom's gone. She says, well, how do you know that? And I said, this is the time. This is what happened. And she just had the chills, because she said that was the time she crossed, that she died. So we all get signs. I know, you know, Glory.
We dismiss them a lot because we're told to think logically.
Exactly, yes.
And we dismiss them a lot, but we have a knowing that
yes.
something happened, something significant, something that you can't disprove.
Yes.
And that's usually the key.
Yes. Yeah, and see, with my fan over the stove going on and off and on and off, there was no one in that room. There was no one by that area. So many of you, you know, maybe have lost a loved one during the 9/11 tragedy. And if you think back, I'm sure that, you know, there were signs that were coming to you that perhaps you may have missed. Think back. I'm sure you'll find something. Now, something else that happens for me is that through the radio, I will hear a song with a message. Now, have you had that happen for you, Gloria?
Yes, and music boxes will all of a sudden start playing, and they haven't been wound up.
Yes, and you know what else happens for me is I will start singing a song. And, folks, I'm not a singer. I'm always told to stop singing in our house. I don't have that tone, I guess you say. But I will start singing a song, like channeling a song, and there's always words in that song that are messages of some kind for me or for someone else.
And you hear that, like, on a radio, all of a sudden something, and then a lyric of a song plays and seems to just lift to you and give you the answer to what you were pondering, what you were wondering. So the angels can access everything in our lives, every one of our six senses. They can come to appear to us in any form they choose. And Sue, you've seen this with your pets, with your dogs.
I forgot about that.
Animals will see the angels all the time.
And that happens in our house on a minute-by-minute basis in here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The dogs, we have right now, we have three dogs, and my daughter has a dog. And all four of them are just sitting looking around me. Like, there's so many angels around me now. And they're just like, stunned. Exactly. So if your pet is acting funny, whether it's barking at a corner or looking around, it's pointing out that there's someone there with you. So these are just a couple. Sorry?
Babies and children.
Yes, exactly.
I'm staring at things, or children will have an imaginary friend, until they grow up to start school, and then they're taught that they don't talk about that sort of thing. But
that's right.
Suggested to them that. Yeah.
And you know, saying that, I'm a grandma, folks, and I have a 5-year-old grandson, and I do not want to see that happen for him. And I openly, you know, talk with him about angels, and you know, I want to keep that open so that he knows that he can still have that with me. And he will say that, you know, he sees Grandpa Buck, or you know, he'll see this one or that kind of thing. And he's 5, but you know, you can work with your kids together and do this.
And that, Gloria, that will, I'm sorry, Sue, that will take them on into life, because I did that with my granddaughter. And now, and then even when she was in her teens, she had an experience of having a tooth pulled, and she had a bit of anesthetic, and she went into a bit of a meditation, and she described this grandfather that stood beside her that she didn't even know or meet.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
It's incredible. Glory, I hate to say this, but we are out of time, my friend.
Aww.
This show has gone so fast. I love you, and I'm so glad you were on this show this special show that we're doing for 9/11. I want to encourage everybody to check out Gloria's website, theangelmessenger.com, and pre-order a copy of her book. Gloria, I love you, my friend. You are very special in my life. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Make sure that you check out my website when we leave the show tonight at AskSueLondon.com and purchase your own copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, I want to thank my very special guest, Gloria Messenger, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. Now, tomorrow night, for our special 9/11 event on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Bonnie Christina Ross, and our topic is The Collective Heart, Let It Shine. You will hear Bonnie's story of how her song manifested, and she will guide you with the steps to shift your energy. On behalf of my guest, Gloria Messenger, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again tomorrow night. Have a fantastic evening, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.